as you recall, over the last week or more, I've read a number of stipulations into the record. I'm going to reread all of them together now so that you will hear them. And if you were read pretty quickly, if you wish to take notes or you just wish to take notes on them, you're welcome to do so, but I will reread each of them. And again, these are stipulations to evidence you may weigh at the time of your deliberations. They've agreed not to call certain witnesses, and so these can be used for you by you during your deliberations. One, the state and defendant agree that there are no issues which would arise from either the entry or exit of persons within either A, crime scene perimeter at 472 East, 2250 South, or B, the general police barricade of South Park apartment complex. Two, if called to testify, Von Keech, record custodian for Deseret Industries and the LDS Humanitarian Center, would state the following state's exhibits are true and accurate employment time cards logging the actual time for the following employees, beginning and ending workday. A, state exhibit number 121 is the time card of OD from March 28th to April 1st, 2008. B, state exhibit number 122 is the time card of Kunu from March 28th to April 1st, 2008. State exhibit 123 is the time card for Mitchi from March 28th to April 1st, 2008. E, state exhibit 124 is the time card of Mong Mi from March 28th to April 1st, 2008. E, state exhibit 126 is the time card of Cartoon Wa from March 28th to April 4th, 2008. F, state exhibit number 127 is the time card of Chi Chi Po from March 22nd to April 4th, 2008. G, state exhibit number 128 is the time card of Kirku Po from March 22nd to April 4th, 2008. Three, if called to testify, Aurora Gongora would state that she resided at 2239 South 460 East in the South Park apartment complex. Ms. Gongora stated she knew who Surmamu was and her daughter was friends with her. On March 31st, 2008, sometime after 11:30 a.m., but before 1 p.m., she saw Surnamu crossing from in front of her house, going from her home to the left, southbound. Ms. Gongora would further testify that what caused her to remember this particular event occurring on March 31st, 2008, was she remembered Surnamu's shoes were short, black, and shiny, and the heel was bent down. There was water puddles on the ground, and Surnamu was stepping kind of on the back of her shoe. Ms. Gongora would testify that states exhibit 73 and 74 resemble the shoes she saw Surnamu wearing that day. Ms. Gongora indicates that her home was searched by police three times. If called to testify, Mandy Irwin Van Buren, Utah State Crime Lab, would state that on April 2nd, 2008, at approximately 6 a.m., while at the South Salt Lake Police Department station, she and Justin Beshaver collected the denim jacket and other clothing of the defendant, Isar Met. Ms. Van Buren would also further testify that proper gloving and packaging was conducted so as to prevent any cross-contamination issues. A photograph of the same clothing would be found in State Exhibit 2. The state and defendant agree that any and all physical evidence collected in this case was properly identified, collected, secured, transferred, and analyzed so as to avoid issues of contamination or alteration. Six. If called to testify, Colin Townsend, record custodian for Homewood Suites, would state the following state exhibit is a true and accurate employment time card logging the actual time for the following employee beginning and ending workday. State exhibit 125 is the time card of Maimar Fee from March 21st to April 3rd, 2008. Seven. The defendant, Isar Met, came to live in the basement bedroom of 427 East, 2250 South, South Salt Lake City, Salt Lake County, State of Utah, on February 28, 2008. Eight. If Ron Halton were called as a trial witness, he would testify that he has been employed with the Utah Transit Authority for 37 years and since 2000 has occupied the position of downtown operations supervisor. Mr. Halton was able to recreate accurate bus and tracks train schedules for March 31st, 2008 for bus route 205, tracks train route from 4500 South to 7200 South, and bus route for route 72 from the track station eastbound. The charts and schedules he located were provided to Sergeant Troy McComb of the Salt Lake County District Attorney's Office with the explanation that the only changes between March 31st, 2008 and December of 2013 were that stops were added at the beginning and end of the bus routes and tracks trains in 2013 run every 7 minutes rather than every 15 minutes as they did on March 31st, 2008. Other than those changes, both the routes and the stops have remained the same, with the stop numbers remaining the same as well.